Ramsey TV.
I have a personal opinion on the snatching away, and I think you're going to be interested in it. Because we've talked about this. It is a practical consideration, and it is a worthy consideration. Now, my personal opinion is not completely a personal opinion because, like most of my opinions, it is based on a thorough knowledge of Scripture gained over several decades, and I'm going to lay this information on you today. This is Martin Zender. I'm operating in my kitchen at the moment. I used to be in a laundry room. Once in a while, before I moved here to the cottage, I was behind the cottage with my back against the wall. You have seen me in my car many times. You have seen me at the beach. You have seen me in the cemetery. You have seen me with my back against the house next door, Juliana's house. Over the years, you have seen me at airports. You have seen me in churches and high school auditoriums. You have seen me in bathrooms and closets and many other places. Wherever I can record, I will record to keep things fresh for me and for you. Now, before I tell you about the snatching away and this, what I believe is personal insight I have into it based on Scripture, this is an important consideration. I have to tell you about a storage unit I have in Canton, Ohio. Now, I know many of you might be thinking, Martin, what in the world does a storage unit in Canton, Ohio have to do with a snatching away? You're about to find out. You're about to find out. So, yeah, make sure that coffee's hot and wait for it. I have a storage unit in Canton, Ohio. I resent it a little bit, but there's valuable things in there. I think I pay $40 a month. I don't like to pay $40 a month. I am, you know, I'm careful about these things. It kind of bothers me, but I know I have papers in there. I have old articles in there. I have a lot of Bibles in there. I have books in there. I have some electronic equipment in there. I have a couple bicycles in there. And I'm just guessing. I think I have some workout equipment in there. And when I came down here to Florida, I came in a 2007 Ford? No. What am I talking about? A 1999 Ford Contour. Everything I brought down here was inside the Ford Contour. That's what I came here with. I wanted to travel light, but, you know, I'm not all noble and everything. I didn't give everything away to the poor. I should have. I put it in a storage unit. Now, I would love to get rid of that storage unit. But in order to do that, to be a responsible person, I would have to go to Canton, Ohio and sort through all of that stuff. Well, here's the problem with your friend, Martin Zender. I'm a sentimental guy. So if I go through all this stuff, I'll want to throw away, say, my little Howdy Doody statue from when I was a kid. But, oh, you know, my mom and dad gave me that. It's probably worth some money. I can't get rid of that. And then I'll go see one of my translations, the Arthur S. Way translation. Oh, I like the Arthur S. Way translation. I don't really use it like I used to, but I might need it someday. Boom. That's me. I might need it someday. Now, I'm not a pack rat. I know pack rats, that's their favorite saying. I might need it someday. I'm not that, but I do have this, you know, I am more likely to keep something than to throw something away. So there I am. I'll be sorting all these things out. And by the time I'm done, I'll probably say, you know what? Maybe I can get a smaller storage unit, maybe for $25, $30 a month. But, you know, I do need this storage unit. Now, I have said this to my sister, and you can ask my sister if I have said this. This is what I have said. I have said, it wouldn't be a bad thing if my storage unit, I wouldn't wish this upon all the storage units, but if my storage unit burned up or blew up, like an explosion, like you see once in a while at a fireworks factory, or a natural gas plant, or a nuclear reactor facility, God forbid. But if such an explosion happened and all my stuff were gone, and my sister calls me and she says, Martin, I hate to tell you this, but all your stuff got blown up. I would say, so does that mean like I don't have to pay $40 a month anymore? Yeah, that's what that means. As long as I don't, I would actually be relieved. I would actually be happy because you don't see it. It's like when people take money out of your paycheck. Like, you know, you get money taken out of your paycheck for your taxes or for your rent or whatever. It comes out automatically. It doesn't pass through your hands. So you don't have that pain of holding it and then seeing it fly away from your hands. It's just gone. You just never see it. So if my stuff blew up in a nuclear reactor type explosion at the storage unit place in Canton, Ohio, actually near the Akron-Canton Airport, I wouldn't be upset. I wouldn't want to know what I lost. I wouldn't want to know that I lost all my childhood drawings. I wouldn't want to know. You know, I would know. I would realize that Howdy Doody was in there. But who cares? Who cares about a little plastic Howdy Doody nightlight? Who cares? It like had a light bulb up. Howdy Doody was like sitting down and the light bulb was up his ass. And it had a plug and it was probably worth some money. But who cares? Arthur S. Way, great translation. I like it. It has some insights into the Greek, but who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Just, it's away from me. It's gone. I don't have to worry about it anymore. No more $40 a month. Yeah, I'd be so happy about that. And then, well, I can't help it. It blew up. Can I help it? I can't help it. Is it my fault that it blew up? No. I didn't cause it to blow up. I lost all that stuff. Who cares? I'm, you know, months away from the snatching away anyway. Speaking of the snatching away, now I'm going to apply this to the snatching away. You're wondering how? Well, here's how. We have wondered, you and I, over the years, if God is going to give us any warning about the snatching away. I've mentioned this to several of you, wondering if, wouldn't it be cool if Jesus Christ gave us like some warning? And other people have mentioned it to me or asked me, do you think we'll have like a minute warning or a day or even a week if Christ whispers to each of us, psst, 1 week from today. And then we call each other, did you hear that? Yes. Did you hear that? Yeah, I heard it. Did you hear that? And then we know. We might think that would be great. It's like, what would you do in the last week of your life knowing for a fact that in 1 week you would be gone? This is what would happen, and this is what you would do. It would be horrible because you would spend the last week of your life doing a triage, taking inventory of everything, making a list of who you need to contact. This is where the triage comes in, who you need to contact, who you really don't want to contact. And then, oh boy, but if I don't contact them, they're going to feel bad. Because if I contact these people and they and these other people find out that I contacted them but not them, then they're going to be mad. Okay, and I have so much money in my bank account, and now I have to think, okay, I'm not going to be here, so I need a will, but I don't have a will. I have to upgrade my will. So I have to upgrade my will to make sure that after I leave, the kids get the right amount of money, and I have to distribute it evenly. Ah, but I don't like that one daughter of mine. I'm not going to give her as much. And as you're beginning to contemplate these financial things, you said, well, what if I took out life insurance? If I took out life insurance, nobody could ever prove I was snatched away into heaven. So then my kids would get all this money. That would be cool. And then you start to think of the things that, then you start to get past the, you know, the monetary considerations, and you think about all the things you want to say to certain people. Then it becomes like a, like one of those AA things, the 10-step program. Is that how many steps there are? 12? Oh, 12? Okay, 12-step program. You make amends, you apologize to people, and you start to think, what if I appear at the dais of Christ and I haven't apologized to my father or I haven't apologized to my daughter? And then you start to think, do I actually owe people money? I don't want to leave this earth owing people money. So then you're going to make a list of all the people you owe of money too. And there are some of you who can't go to sleep until all your drawers are shut perfectly. There are some of you who can't go to sleep unless your slippers are lined up next to the door. And so you're going to have all these crazy OCD considerations about how you need to line everything up. It's just like before you leave for vacation. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. What is the most stressful time in preparing for vacation or in going on vacation? It's preparing for it. It's the days ahead. You have to make sure that the dog's taken care of. Oh, there you go. Your pets. My God, your pets. Some of you have several pets, and now you have to think of who's going to take care of my pets. And so you have to make sure everyone has the right things that they need, and you give this one to this person because they can't take all of them. Then you give this other pet to this other person. You make arrangements for everybody. It's like funeral arrangements. How terrible are funeral arrangements? Terrible. Well, it's the same kind of thing, really, because this is basically your funeral, except you're not dying. You're going to be snatched away. Yeah, you're going to be snatched away. So you have all these things, I guarantee you. Now, the last week of your life here on Earth would be absolute freaking total hell. You would be worried about everything. You would be trying to make amends for everything. You would be trying to arrange for everything. And everybody knows that you know best. Oh, no one can arrange your circumstances better than you can. This is satire. Because God can arrange everything better than you can. Now, the analogy, of course, is if my storage unit blows up, I don't have to think about it again. I don't have to sort through the stuff. It's gone. It's out of my hands. Wasn't my fault. And now I'm delivered of having to pay $40 a month. Yippee yahoo. And it's only earthly stuff anyway. It's paper and plastic and a light bulb up a figurine's ass. Don't need it. Likewise, the snatching away is like something blowing up. Your life is blowing up. Your body is blowing up, except it's being changed. It's not your fault. You didn't invent it. You didn't dictate the day and the hour, or that your body would be made from mortal to immortal, and that you would be leaving in the snatch, in the tossing of an eye at the last trump in an instant. You'll be changed in an instant at the tossing of an eye. I explained that translation to you before. At the last trump. It's not, you didn't plan that. Off you go. Is it your fault that the kids don't have enough money? Is it your fault that you didn't get your life insurance up? Is it your fault that you didn't take care of the pets at the last second? Is it your fault that at the snatching away, one of your drawers was slightly open? Is it your fault that you hadn't changed the Arm & Hammer baking soda in the refrigerator? Is it your fault that the snatching away happened when your air filter for your furnace was way past changing? Is it your fault that the car that your son is going to inherit after you disappear is 3 months overdue for an oil change? Shit happens, doesn't it? And when you're snatched away, I'm not saying you shouldn't be concerned about these things now. I'm just saying that the snatching away is going to happen in a moment, in an instant, at the tossing of an eye at the last trump. Now, that could all be true, and we could still get that week of advance notice that some people think would be a great thing. Then I could sort out my affairs. No, then you could have the most miserable week of your life right before the most wonderful event ever. Then you could go visit everybody and cry. Then you could weep at the feet of your children and at the feet of your dogs and cats and goldfish and parakeets. And you could spend the last days of your earthly sojourn at the lawyer's office making out your will. Ah, but ladies and gentlemen, we are dealing with a God, or should I say a God. The God that deals with us is one who says, sufficient unto the day are the evils thereof. We have enough things to wrestle with today. that might include some of these things I mentioned, but is impossible to include every single thing that I mentioned. We are overwhelmed. We are overtaxed. We are texted. We are over emailed. We are over everything. We are at our wits' end. We're ready to crack. We're ready to break. One more detail. One more thing we have to arrange, and we might just jump off a bridge because it's too freaking much. God knows that. He's not going to get it. Give us 1 second advance notice. I'm convinced now. Before I started thinking about this in earnest earlier today, I thought of this and it hit me. It's like, duh. Of course he's not going to give us any notice whatsoever. Because he's a merciful God, he's a great God, and he deals with it. Remember how he dealt with Israel in the wilderness? It's kind of a template, kind of. He just gave them what they needed for that day, and they couldn't think about what they needed tomorrow. They couldn't worry about the future. They weren't allowed to. That's great. Isn't that deliverance? Isn't that wonderful to not have to worry about the future? Well, we won't have to worry about cleaning up our messes down here. It's like, I guarantee you that those of you in the body of Christ, even if you didn't feel the need to do all these, take care of all these minute details with your human or your animal companions, you would at least clean the house. You don't want to leave a dirty house behind. No, no. You'll dust, you'll sweep, you'll get the cobwebs out, you'll clean the ceiling fan, you'll make sure the yard's mown, you do all these crazy things. And this isn't living, this isn't life. And so God, in his mercy, gave Israel enough food for the day. Don't worry about tomorrow. Take it easy, baby. This is God. Take it easy, baby. Jesus said that to his disciples. Look at the pigeons. What bird was he? Oh, the swallows? No. What kind of birds? Pigeons? No. What kind of birds? The sparrows. Sparrows, yeah. Or is it the sparrow that dies? The sparrow dies, but what? Oh. It's the sparrow dies, but it's the flowers. What are they? Daffodils? Roses? No, what kind of... The lilies. Oh, the lilies of the field, of course. I'm sorry. The lilies of the field. Finally, thank you for finally telling me that. The lilies of the field, they blow in the wind. They don't think. They don't plan. They just go with the flow, and God takes care of them every day. The birds of the air, the swallows, the pigeons even the seagulls. They fly around. They get their food every day. They're not worried about the stuff you're worried about. They live each day one day at a time. That's what we're supposed to do, but we don't. Because we're advanced over the swallow and the sparrow and the lily. We're advanced. So we worry about everything in the future. We worry about everything in the present and everything in the past. We compound the past, the present, and the future, lay it on ourselves voluntarily, and wrestle with it every day. And we wonder why we're miserable and uptight. That's why. We think about everything. But the snatching away of the body of Christ, this is God's way of saying, hey, you should have been living like this every day. Every day. The snatching away is not, there's not going to be any notice. There's not going to be any prepare thyself. I used to see these signs, prepare to meet thy God. Prepare to meet thy God. Well, really, prepare to meet thy God. What should I do? Comb my hair, brush my teeth, adjust my slippers, close all the drawers. What do I do? Prepare to meet my God. What? It's like a 12-step program. I got to go and apologize to people I offended. Oh my God, that's a long list. I got 100 people I got to go find. I have to apologize to them. I have to repent of all my sins. Prepare to meet thy God. Guess what? We don't have to prepare to meet our God because he is not going to give us any room to prepare, because any kind of preparation besides what Israel used to do to get ready for the Sabbath, to get ready for all this stuff, even in the wilderness, though, they didn't have to prepare for the next day. They didn't. They didn't have to prepare for the next day of sustenance. This is the ideal way to live. Well, the snatching away is going to be an instant change where we're not given any chance to change anything, not any chance to improve anything before we go, not any chance to clean anything up, not any chance to repay anybody, not any chance to make out a will, to apologize to her, nothing. We're going to leave such a mess behind, it's going to be glorious, and we won't freaking care. We're going to be snatched away, and we're going to look back, and everything's going to be, we're going to realize that all that mess we left, the slippers askew, the drawer unclosed, it was all perfect. Everything was perfect. It was at the perfect time, the perfect place, and you're the perfect person to go. And God is going to make us aware in that moment that we didn't need to worry about all this stuff. What if we could appreciate that fact at this moment?